Michael, thanks very much for joining us here on Saturday Sport this evening. The Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra 555 cycling race taking place next Friday. Michael, there's obviously a lot of work that goes into the organising of these type of events. How have the preparations been going?
Thanks very much. Yeah, I think most of the work is obviously in the weeks leading up to some of these events. And once you get the event going, it kind of runs itself to a point. But yeah, look, things have been really busy over the last probably 6 weeks. Just go revising routes, a new route as well, with 220-kilometre route there as well for competitors. With a lot of kind of diversions to take into consideration, a lot of kind of festivals on. It's summertime, so the roads are going to be busy. A lot of preparatory work goes into making sure that the competitors get an enjoyable experience throughout the wonderful Wild Atlantic Way, and they all come back safe. And again, you know, that kind of work is done in the previous weeks leading up to the event. So yeah, all that kind of donkey work is done now. So we're really looking forward to getting the thing going now next week.
Yeah, and as for the event itself, there's a 555-kilometre cycle. There's also a 333-kilometre cycle. And just this year, there's a new 222-kilometre cycle. Maybe you can just talk us through the routes that these races are going to be taking.
So everybody will head towards, leave the route here in Letterkenny, outside the Mount Errigal, and head towards a big loop in and around the Inishowen area, taking in all the coastline is there. Once they come back, then they'll head back towards Letterkenny and head out the other end, straight in through, back over kind of Atlantic Drive, down by Fannet, Rathmullen, all that area, back up over Glengash, all the routes around Glenties and everything. So it circumnavigates the whole wide Atlantic Way within that. Obviously, when the shorter ones, they will only maybe do part of them routes, but the vast majority of them will cover over similar routes, just depending on the distance that they cover. So, yeah, the whole coastline around that wide Atlantic Way of Donegal will be covered. So they'll get a great experience of a viewpoint of the whole race. Now, obviously, some of that will be through the night time, and weather plays a factor. So, but hopefully now the weather can be kind, because it really does add for the people taking part, the crews that support them, and obviously people out watching the race as well.
Yeah, it sounds like the cyclists are going to be treated to some incredible views along the way. As you say, you've got the likes of Malin Head and the Inishowen 100, Knockalla, the Atlantic Drive in Downings, Hornhead, Glengash Pass, just to name a few. Do you think it is the spectacular settings that make this race so special?
Yeah, it is that as well, and obviously with the spectacular setting, and as we know, Donegal has got multitudes of hills within that, and rugged coastlines. Even on a really, really good day, the length of the course is challenging for anybody to finish this sort of race over any distance, from 222 right up to 555 is such an achievement. There'll obviously be competitive people within that as well who want to get around that as fast as they possibly can, either solo or as part of a two-person team or a four-person team. But yeah, the views can't be mistaken here. It's fantastic. And yeah, weather does play a part in that, which adds another dimension to the difficulty of the event. But even with a really, really good day here, it's a challenging event. And if the sun is shining, hopefully spectators and crew can take in some of the views and the sights that are out there.
Yeah, and as scenic and beautiful as it is going to be, this is also going to be a very competitive day's racing. Can you give us an idea of who some of the top contenders might be or where they're coming from, Michael?
Yeah, we've one guy, Mark Pullen, coming from the USA. He's been an experienced ultra cyclist over the years. We've got all local competitors as well here. I would hate to name any individual in that, because there's ones. I think the nature of ultra cycling is that you can come in here with great form, but ultimately the terrain, the distance can, and obviously weather can get you in that. So it's really wide open for anybody within the race. So we have over 110 competitors who are going to be challenged by this, and it can be anybody's on that day. So yeah, look, there's no really clear favourite within that, within a team scenario or within a solo event. But it's going to be competitive all throughout that field, from people who are looking to obviously win the event as a solo or a team, right through to people from the mid-pack, right through to the end-pack. And there'll be individual races throughout that as well. So even if you're not the fastest there, people will be competing to become the fastest team or complete a particular section the fastest. So there's races within this. So this is the ninth year of this, and every single year it doesn't really go to the form book, so to speak. It really does, I suppose the terrain really does kind of separate some people when they get into this, and it's not to be taken lightly in that manner at all.
Yeah, and I'd say there'll be a few of those top competitors that'll be keeping a close eye on course records and that kind of thing. Can you give us an idea what kind of times are we looking at for the top competitors?
Oh, some of them guys will be, anybody comes in that 5.55 under 20 hours is going really well. Like, people going a lot faster than that in previous years, 16 hours, 15 hours and stuff. So people will be keeping an eye on that and seeing how that can be broken. But again, I think within that, weather does definitely play a part in that. And if you've got decent weather and you have a decent crew behind you that you can split your distance up and see where you can make time up, that's where you're going to actually maybe challenge something like anything down to that, 17 hours, 16 hours, 15 hours. That's when people are really, really moving well. But everything has to be right on the day. As I say, you have to have a little bit of luck on your side as well. To be able to put that sort of time out there. But we have people in this race that are well capable of doing that on a solo and in a team capacity as well.
How many competitors are there this year?
Yeah, we'll have 111 competitors, and that's including the solos and the teams. So at any one time, you'll have anywhere between 70 to 80 people on the road. So yeah, it's going to be quite busy on there. The first competitors will start off around about 5 o'clock in the morning, and every 2 minutes we'll be setting people off from that point on. So it'll take a couple of hours to get everybody on the road. But yeah, at any one time, you'll have anywhere between 70 going around the race.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier, it's the ninth running of the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra Race. It seems to be going from strength to strength.
Yeah, look, I think nationally and even internationally, there's a bit of a theme that it's very difficult to try and get people out to any kind of large sporting event in the last while. COVID maybe played a factor in that. And obviously, I think choice is one. There's so many different kind of options now for people that it kind of dilutes some events at times, and it's very difficult to get numbers out, so people have more of a choice. This race is no different to that. We don't mind saying a few weeks back when we were looking at going, weren't too sure if we were going to get to a point where we could actually run a race, but people kind of technically leave it to last minute, and we definitely got the numbers. It's a testament to the people, a testament to our sponsors, and the drive for something like this to continue. And we want to be able to get this to the 10th year and beyond. So without the support of the people and who have entered the race and everything, we couldn't do that. So I definitely think there's an appetite for it. There's an appetite, I think, for the distance, for the severity of the course, for the scenic route on it. But there's an emphasis on us to try and make sure that we offer a fantastic and a safe race for people. So there's capacity to build on this. I feel we've got a jewel in our crown here, having the Wild Atlantic Way in our doorstep. It helps us in terms of the course, obviously, but we have to make sure that we offer a fantastic offer for the individuals who support us every year coming back. So, yeah, we look forward to the 10th year next year and hope to put on a big special race for that for our 10th year anniversary.
As for this year, the competitors are leaving from the Mount Errigal Hotel and also returning to the Mount Errigal Hotel to cross the finish line. Can people come out to support this event?
Yeah, so they leave on Saturday morning the 10th, so that will be the Saturday morning at 5 in the morning. So, oh yeah, people can come, and we encourage people to come out and support the event, even along the route. So if you're living along the route, please get out. From having cycling the event itself, it really does make a difference, especially some of them wee hours in the mornings when you're going past and you can see somebody just popping their head out the door and giving a quick hello and a congratulations. And we do encourage people to come out. When we start, we'll be straight across the road from the Mount Errigal there in the car park, and we'll be there right from the start to right to the end. And we want to try and encourage people there to be there, support the people coming back after their loop round and the show. And there'll be people finishing all day long because we've got the 2:22 now. People will be coming back earlier, so you can have people coming back within 5 to 6 hours from the start. So that'll be kind of mid morning of the Saturday. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to be around. So and we're having food there and everything. So there'll be a food van there from Seven Seasons who will be there supplying tea, coffee, treats, hot food, everything. So please, come down, support as much as you can. Even if you go and come back again. we'll be there. So yeah, encourage as many people as we can to get out and support the riders.
Yeah, and just lastly for me, Michael, obviously with an event this size, there are a lot of logistics that need to be worked through. It's your first time on board this event this year, actually. So it must have taken an awful lot of work and dedication over the past number of months to be now in a position where you're less than a week away from the race. Are you excited? Are you nervous? I'd say there'll be a lot of relief when hopefully it all goes smoothly next week.
Yeah, look, Sean McFadden has been at the start of this race for 9 years, as was Eugene McGilligan, who... although he's kind of said he wasn't doing much this year, he's still involved in there and helping and assisting, and having that knowledge of the past years has really helped, I suppose, me and Sean and everyone involved in the event to get it to this point. Are we nervous? Yeah, I suppose there's always a bit of nerves there to make sure that, I suppose, we haven't forgotten anything and we're sure we ticked all the boxes. Again, people have been really patient with us. It's not easy to try and get things like sponsors, the logistical end of it, the road closures, summertime, all them little things that sometimes are not under your own control. Sometimes we have to wait and are pressed on is really hard, and we have to maybe change routes or change our initial plans. So yeah, a lot of that kind of stuff can be stressful in the weeks up to that. And I say we have to thank all the competitors and support crews for being patient with us in that. They understand that some of these things are outside of our control. But we try and ensure that we have a great event for them when they start the line. We don't want them to go worrying about that stuff. That's our job to do that. We just want to make sure they're safe and a fun event as they go along. So, but no, we're really looking forward to it now at this stage. And again, I'd like to thank all our sponsors who have come on board to help us in this, to get us to this point. Without them, we definitely would not be where we are now. And we are 100% really looking forward to welcoming everybody from the registration on the Friday evening right through to the start line at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, best of luck with the running of the event, Michael, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it here on Highland. Thanks very much for talking to us.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.